Okay then, Harry, I mean, particularly second half turned into a very difficult afternoon
for you.
Yeah,
it did, yeah. First half, came in half-time. Thought we played well first half. You know, only just asked them to do exactly the same second half as what we did first. Nothing different. Start the game well, start the second half well. Front foot. You know, suddenly we start, okay, get a corner, and then after that, they came on to us and we couldn't handle it, really. Basically, they were quicker than us second half, sharper. And we sort of disintegrated a bit, really.
It was like they'd landed a knockout blow and that the other two goals came from some pretty basic errors.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you stand. What can you do about it? You stand there as a manager. I can't do nothing. You stand there. What can I do about that? You know, what can anyone do? It was just rank poor play from us that cost us goals. But very difficult.
You've got quite a few new players in the side. Obviously, you're missing your record signing in Hotta. Are you disappointed with how they've gelled in the first week, or are they going to need more time?
I think we're difficult, really. You know, we still look... I lose my central midfield player today, Jason Lowe, after 2 minutes with a hamstring. You know, you pick a team, you work with a team, then suddenly he goes off after his 2 minutes, he's done another hamstring, that's four. Doesn't help, obviously, so then you've got to readjust, but it's difficult. You know, it's a team, okay, you know, a lot of young players there, really, come into a difficult situation. The centre forward's a young kid from Southampton, the left winger's a young boy from Chelsea, and to that second half, it became difficult for them, you know, they're used to playing probably different to that with players, and they found it very, very hard when they've got to adjust to the Championship, basically, if they're going to survive in the league. But you don't let people run straight through the middle of you like we did. You know, one of their goals was horrendous defending from the middle of the park. But you know, I didn't tell them to do that. That's for sure. But I take the blame, don't I? That's the way the game is.
Is there more leadership needed on the field? Does somebody really need to raise their hand and keep things going?
Well, you need more than one leader. One man can't start. You know, some lads are quiet. Some lads need leading. That's the way football is. It's so difficult. You look at the league, you know, Leeds go and get beat at Millwall today. Derby get beat four today at Bristol. Burton Albion beat Fulham today. You know, this Preston team, I've got to be honest with you, we've looked at them last week or so. I mean, they're a surprised packet that, you know, they could give anybody a game. They're full of energy. The boy up front is a right handful, Ugel. He was a player I chased from the first day I came. He was top of my shopping list. We couldn't get him, but he never stops. He led from the front. They followed him. He chased, worked, put us under pressure. They're a good outfit.